I worked as a 911 dispatcher. After I received a call from a little girl called Samantha, I quit my job. I've been in between jobs ever since I left college, doing different things here and there, odd jobs sometimes. It wasn't until I started as a 911 operator that I realized it's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. The feeling that it gave me was indescribable. This warmth would wash over me like a cup of smooth hot chocolate sliding down your throat. And for a while, I was as happy as a clam. I'd only been on the job about 4 months when I received one of the most chilling, unexplainable, and spine-tingling phone calls of my life. Now I know what you're thinking. Most, if not all, 911 calls are chilling or disturbing to a degree. Of course they are. It's an emergency line. However, nearly all the calls can be explained. They can be rationalized and categorized. Nothing is left unclear or ambivalent. Rationality is what the human brain needs to be able to understand and comprehend a situation. When that's not possible, that's when you start to question everything you've ever known. Everything you've ever accepted as reality. The night it happened was a particularly grueling shift, and I'd spent the last 10 hours just dispatching police for various domestics. I was about 2 hours from finishing when I received a call from a little girl called Samantha. The following is a transcript of that call. Operator, 911, operator, what is your emergency?
Hello? Mummy's falling over.
What's your name, honey?
Samantha.
Okay, Samantha, can you tell me where you live?
I don't know the address. Can you find me?
Yes, I can trace the call, Samantha. Can you tell me what's happened?
Mommy's been acting all weird the past few days. Not sleeping at nights, going around scratching at things, scratching at walls. I'm always too scared to come out of my room. Tonight, I was in bed, and I started hearing this weird moaning sound. Mommy sounded like a zombie.
What's Mommy doing right now, Samantha?
Mommy's on the floor right now. Won't get up.
Is Mommy breathing, Samantha?
I don't know. I can't see her chest moving. I'm scared.
It's okay, honey. Help is on the way. I'll need you to stay on the line with me until they arrive. Can you do that?
Yes. Something's happening.
What's happening?
Mommy's twitching now. Her eyes are fluttering like a butterfly. Is someone coming? I'm scared.
Yes, Samantha. Help is not far away. What are those noises?
It's Mummy. I'm hiding in my wardrobe. She's crawling on the floor like a tarantula, and her eyes have gone all weird. She is hissing, and this weird red foamy stuff is coming out of her mouth around the sides.
Can she see you?
I don't think she can see me yet. Is someone coming? Are they close?
Yes, very close. Samantha, are you okay?
Mummy's walking backwards now. I think she knows where I am. Her black eyes are looking right at me. Please, I'm scared. Mummy wants to hurt me.
Samantha, what do you mean your mummy is walking backwards?
It's all upside down. Her legs are twisted the wrong way. Her body is normal, but her head is all backwards too. You know when you twist your Barbie's head? It's like that. She's shaking as she walks, kind of like a robot. She's coming.
Samantha, the police are right around the corner.
Mummy's smiling at me now. I think it's okay for me to come out.
Samantha, stay where you are.
Mummy?
Samantha, the police are right outside.
Mummy, please stop. You're scaring me.
Samantha?
I don't want to eat that, Mummy. What do you mean it'll make me like you? Where are we going, Mummy?
When the police arrived at the scene, they couldn't find Samantha nor her mother. In fact, the house didn't even look lived in. They reported that the lights didn't work, there was no furniture, and in the middle of the living room, they found the decaying corpse of a dog. It looked to have been dead for weeks. Insects, maggots, all kinds of detestable things were found slithering around the house. No trace of any living human being found. I quit my job the very next morning. That call had haunted me to no end since. I just couldn't comprehend my experience. My boss and the police were all adamant that they were sent to the wrong address. It was all deemed to be the fault of a dispatcher, me. But I know I wasn't wrong. I know the address was right, and there was no error in the system. Nor was it my fault. I think about Samantha every day and pray that nothing bad happened to her. But deep in my heart, I know that creature that was pretending to be her mother did something unspeakable to her. Something unthinkable.
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.